This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Tonight, my public debacles.
Kevin Hart gets candid about the toll his cheating scandal took on his kids.
Until this day, my daughter is tough with me.
Then, a friend star paralyzed, the cast member who's battling stage 4 cancer. Plus,
oh my gosh, she's had her third face transplant.
Khloe Kardashian's plastic surgery confession and F9 fashion.
We got so excited about dressing up. It was a little over the top.
We're on the red carpet with the cast revealing how they plan to wrap up the franchise.
Greatest finale in cinematic history.
Come on now.
Plus, the NSYNC Backstreet Boys supergroup. Only E.T.'s with the guys before their first performance.
Yeah. His pants know how to party.
E.T. starts now.
Kevin Hart gets candid about the struggle to get his daughter back after his cheating scandal. Welcome, everyone, to the London West Hollywood.
Yes, and a very special welcome to our special guest co-host, the bold and the beautiful's Jacqueline McInnes-Wood.
Hello, it's so good to be here.
Steffi Forster is my girl.
Don't get her started. Calm down. We have a lot to talk about, but let's get started. It was a raw and emotional Father's Day for Kevin as he took over the red table with Will Smith.
You've had some public, you know...
I'm guilty. I'm a face of music.
I was involved with Kevin Hart.
At the end of the day, man, I just simply got to do better. When me and my wife went through the whole cheating display, my talk with heaven, that was one like no other.
Yeah.
Getting my daughter back, getting my daughter to understand that I was sorry, that I made a mistake, that was real. My daughter was tough on me until this day.
Wow.
Until this day, my daughter is tough with me. My daughter don't play no games with her father, man.
In heaven, she's 16.
16.
Yeah, that's the time.
As Kevin deals with the family fallout from his cheating scandal, it seems Will and Jada are still sorting through her past affair. Will kind of struggled to find the words.
Jada and I have been really open with our realities.
Man, just call it.
Call it.
I got into a different kind of entanglement.
An entanglement?
It was a relationship, absolutely.
We found that with our kids, we just tell them everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we just try to get out ahead of it so the kids know before the world knows.
Kevin and Will are out there learning from their mistakes. And when it comes to daddy duties...
I'm not school dad. I'm activity dad.
Activity dad. I've had my kids skydiving, scuba diving with sharks. I've walked my kids into the mouth of a volcano. So I like getting them on the edge.
I'm nowhere near that.
You're
activities.
Activities.
Hey, y'all want to know this?
Pizza night.
Taco! That's it.
And we're going to learn a lot more about Will, who just spent Father's Day weekend in Miami.
Yeah.
It was just announced that he has a memoir coming out.
Mm.
You know that's going to be a great read.
Oh, I'm flipping pages like this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right, but let's stick with this confession theme because the Kardashians are still revealing things that we never knew about them. I mean, I thought we knew everything. I really did. But now guess who's fessing up about plastic surgery?
Everyone says, oh my gosh, she's had her third face transplant, but I've had one nose job. I've done, sure, injections, not really Botox. I've responded horribly to Botox.
From going under the knife to Tristan's cheating, part two of the Kardashians reunion had Khloe dropping bombshells.
Why did you take him back? Just for true?
We just really, really became genuine, great friends with one another.
Yeah.
I do want more kids. With Tristan.
Khloe, Tristan, and True were just seen out together. Courtney and Travis, well, she's still posting PDA pics. How does ex Scott Disick feel?
Do Courtney and Travis have your blessing?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, I think if you really love somebody, right, like you want them to be happy no matter what.
Next, sad news for a friend star.
I was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. It's a stage four, late stage cancer. So eventually, you know, it's going to probably get me.
That's actor James Michael Tyler, aka Gunther, revealing on Today that he has secretly been battling cancer for nearly 3 years, which left his lower body paralyzed. That's why he was unable to attend the Friends reunion in person.
I didn't want to bring a downer, you know what I mean?
No white hair, not much hair at all.
James says he was undergoing treatment back in 2019 around the time E.T. was with him at the Friends pop-up in New York. The 59-year-old is leaning on his wife and says the Friends crew has been in touch. Now to Nick Cannon, who has baby number 7 on the way. That's the Masked Singer host cradling Wild and Out model Alyssa Scott's baby bump. She posted the pic for Father's Day less than a week after Nick and radio personality Abby De La Rosa welcomed twin sons Zion and Zilly. Nick's also got twins Rockin' Roe with Mariah Carey. And just this past Christmas, Nick and 33-year-old model Brittany Bell announced the birth of their second child, a girl they named Powerful.
Do you have any fatherly advice for people out there?
Go to sleep as much as you possibly can.
And finally, Naya Rivera's son reaches a milestone. That's 5-year-old Josie graduating from pre-K over the weekend, nearly a year after losing his mom. Dad Ryan Dorsey posted the pic of their son beaming in a bow tie.
He's a great father.
E.T. exclusively spoke with Naya's dad, George, last week.
How do you talk to him about his mom?
When he wants to talk about his mother, we talk about his mother.
So crisp and clean.
And in another E.T. exclusive, here's a first look at Naya's final role, voicing Catwoman in Batman: The Long Halloween, Part 1.
Every actress that I've ever loved has played Catwoman. I mean, I'm honored that I get to play it for this movie. I'm happy to help.
I'm sure that's going to be a really special and emotional moment for her family when that film comes out. All right, let's move on now to something that we have waited, Jackie, a long time for. The return of an epic Hollywood premiere as the stars of F9 hit the red carpet.
And it is so good to have it all back again.
Yes.
The fans and, of course, the fashion.
Welcome back to the red carpet.
I know. How crazy is this, guys? It's like deja vu.
The crowd was electrifying. I'm just proud to be just a small part of it all.
Charlize's hot pink Dior jacket was a tribute to Vin's Triple X coat. Also in pink, Jordana Brewster wearing a sequin Versace gown. And in F9 out this Friday, Cardi B makes her debut as Lisa, a woman from Dom's past.
We are very much excited to evolve her character and to expand it to the finale. She made it just in time.
I can't wait.
What is Tyrese's movie snack?
I'm old school.
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Too much butter. You gotta look at it and make sure that the whole top of the popcorn is glistening.
Paul Walker's 22-year-old daughter, Meadow, honored her father by showing up at the premiere. Also on the carpet, Vanessa and Natalia Bryant, who told me how her prom night went.
Good, yay, good. Nice to see you, darling.
As for how this franchise will end, we do know Jason Statham makes a return.
The greatest finale in cinematic history.
My son Julian has watched like every single one.
but he's watching this one for the first time. He's like, Mom, when I get in the theater, like, when can I see Uncle Vin? So he's like, let's go.
I'm ready if you are.
Are your babies impressed at all about Mom and fast cars, or do they just...
No, my kids are so not impressed by anything that I do. It's really sad. They're really into dance. They go to this incredible dance studio, and then when they come home, they'll like dance in the kitchen.
I mean, Charlize says she tries to dance in the kitchen with her kids. They're like, mama, that ain't it. That ain't it.
I just want to know, what was it like to be at a big premiere again?
I didn't mind working on a Friday night, and they really felt like Hollywood was back that night.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
really did. Yeah, it was cool.
Did you hear that? She said, I didn't mind working on a Friday night.
You know
I
want to
see her
saying?
Contract. I want to see it now. All right, let's talk about another wild ride. Paris Hilton is back in front of the camera.
And she broke the news about her next big step walking down the aisle.
We just started shooting our new show, Paris in Love, on Peacock, and we're shooting in New York just now, actually, and getting ready for the dress fitting and just planning the bachelorette party, and there's a lot, so I'm really excited to share that with all my fans.
So does this mean the wedding is televised?
Yes.
So Paris and Carter Reem's destination wedding will be the big finale of her upcoming 13-part docuseries.
I've never met a man like this in my life. I've never been with someone who loves and supports me so much and lifts me up. I'm just so blessed, and I can't wait for the next step in our life.
As for the I Do details, we were at home with Paris's mom, Kathy, last week, who told us this.
She's not that bridezilla type. She would be very happy with a petting zoo and hamburgers and hot dogs.
At your wedding?
I don't think that's the wedding vibe for me, but definitely something magical and fun, and, you know, I'm not your traditional bride. There has to be, like, my little chihuahua diamond baby.
Paris has come a long way from her simple life days. The now 40-year-old is candid about childhood trauma and the secret abuse she says she suffered at boarding school in her documentary, This Is Paris, that premiered at the Tribeca Festival.
I am so incredibly proud of this documentary. It really changed my life. It was so healing just to finally let so many things go and talk about things I never spoke about before. I just know the little girl in me back then would be so proud of the woman that I am today.
You know, we ran into Paris in the Miami airport, and mm-hmm. she was by herself, going through security, just enjoying the day and enjoying her new life. She's so comfortable in her own
skin,
and I love
now.
That.
She's grown
now. I love it.
Yeah.
About her.
All right, well, let's turn the movie clock back, though.
Okay.
30 years.
Because Thelma and Louise are back together.
We are outlaws.
Gina Davis and Susan Sarandon reunited. Their message to co-star Brad Pitt.
He's too big for this, I guess, now. Okay, Brad.
Then, only we've got Cruella bloopers.
I'd like you to just do lovely consideration.
And our co-star surprise for Jacqueline comes with some behind-the-scenes reveals.
She eats barbecue ribs right before, like, a bikini photo shoot.
Ella sometimes put it underneath the bed between our love scenes.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You have your perfect everything. But where does that leave me?
Yes, Steffi Forster. That is why my guest co-host Jacqueline McInnes-Wood is nominated for a Daytime Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series for her work on CBS's The Bold and the Beautiful. You won back in 2019. So what would a second win mean for you?
It would, honestly, it would be a huge honor because it was such a challenging storyline and a story that we really wanted to tell, and we wanted to tell it the right way. I did my research. I had to look up, you know, not just the people who are addicted, but their families. It was amazing the amount of people that reached out to me and told me their stories.
You know, last time you won, you had just given birth to your son, Rise. 4 months ago, you just gave birth to your second son, Lennox. I mean, this is kind of like a good luck charm. It has to be.
We'll see. We'll see.
We actually spoke to some of your co-stars about you.
Oh.
We asked them about you, so I want you to take a look at what they had to say.
Okay.
All right.
She's kind of a badass.
She's a little bit extra in all categories.
I know she's got, like, in her photos, she's got, like, a little edge to her, but she's so genuine, so down to earth.
She eats barbecue ribs right before, like, a bikini photo shoot. She does.
I'm going to kill Derek.
First of all, barbecue ribs before a photo shoot. Who does that?
80-20 rule, you know?
Yeah,
to 80% take care of myself and then 20% have a little fun. So I enjoy it.
Well, we enjoy you, definitely. Okay, don't go anywhere, everybody, because we have got to talk about the birth of BackSync.
You may have to call the group something completely different.
Yeah. Sync back, BackSync.
NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys together and ready to record new music.
Dirty pie, baby, let's go.
What they're only telling E.T.
That would be insane.
Then Thelma and Louise reunited and ready for a prequel.
We haven't seen the car in a long time, so we're curious to see if it remembers us.
Yeah, that song still hits, Jackie. Now listen, are you a larger-than-life Backstreet Boys fan, or are you an NSYNCer?
I gotta say that I am a Backstreet Boy fan.
Ooh!
For me, I love them. You know, I ended up meeting Brian here at a restaurant. If I could just tell my 12-year-old self that I would be having a conversation, but hands down, Backstreet Boy fan.
Oh, all right, I'm gonna give you those Backstreet Boys, but I was an NSYNCer.
Really?
Yes. Okay, we can boy band together, because it was the best of both worlds as members of the classic boy bands teamed up for the first time, and only our Cassie DeLaura got to sit down with them.
It's officially BackSync.
BackSync.
Come on.
Yep, it's a boy band dream come true. Nick, AJ, Joey, and Lance got together for a good cause, raising $1 million, hosting Bingo Under the Stars in celebration of Pride Month at the Grove in LA, all right before Father's Day. Nick gave us an update on 2-month-old daughter Pearl, who had breathing complications at birth.
She's doing really much better. We had like a little rough patch in the beginning, but thankfully everything's doing really good, and I'm just happy now. I got a litter.
Lance, I have to say, congratulations. You're expecting
twins. What are you
looking forward to most about becoming
a
father?
Gosh. I mean, it's been a long time coming. We've been working on it for a while, so the fact that we are now 5 months
pregnant. You can tell. Five months.
He's,
right there.
He's really showing now. He's really, he's
Twinsies!
Been the,
yeah.
He's been the best surrogate ever.
The one.
I don't want to hear you say.
My oldest is obviously, first a diehard Backstreet Boy fan. She's converted a little bit lately and is choreographing and rocking out to these guys all day. So,
my daughter knew all the lyrics, so I want it that way. And I was like, where did you hear that from?
You didn't play it in the house, I don't know how.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, I don't play it in the house. No Backstreet Boys.
Well, no real rivalries here. In fact, the guys recreated the iconic pivot scene from Friends.
Pivot!
Shut up! Just shut up!
They even have a group text going and say future collabs are being talked about. As for any bad blood in the past, never feelings, attention.
So look, you know, back then there was no social media, there was none of that stuff. So the press and media then pitted us against each other. But no, I mean, I've known Joey for the longest time.
Yeah.
We lived damn near down the street from each other. We used to hang out, went to this guy's wedding. We have game night.
Some of my guys in my group didn't even come to my 40th. He did.
Yeah.
And Matt Cohen joins us now. Quickly, if you had to join one, Backstreet or NSYNC?
Oh, come on now. I can't pick.
He can't pick. He could pick. But listen, let's go now from the biggest boy bands of the 90s to the greatest movie duo of that decade.
And that is Thelma and Louise.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, it is. And I joined those stars at a special drive-in event. And let me tell you, they still ride and die for each other. Talk to me about you guys being back together. This has to be amazing.
We actually do see each other from time to time. We don't wait for the anniversary of the movie, but we haven't seen the car in a long time. So we're curious to see if it remembers us. So, because that's been 30 years.
Hey, Louise, better slow down. I just died when you caught over a speeding ticket.
The ladies got their wish to reunite with the vintage T-Bird convertible, which was one of three used in the movie. Wearing I'm Her Thelma and She's My Louise t-shirts, they even recreated their famous kiss and the iconic 90s version of a selfie with a Polaroid. Mom. The sold-out drive-in event at the Greek Theater was in partnership with Cinespia and benefited the Gina Davis Institute on Gender and Media and the LA Regional Food Bank. But one key cast member was missing.
You're the one stealing my heart.
Brad is not coming tonight.
I know. Don't rub it in.
I know.
We tried.
We're mad at Brad.
I don't know what he's doing.
We're
it was
upset
so important to you.
It was so important to me.
You talked to Brad.
Personally. No. Have I talked to him?
Yeah. Why isn't he here?
Oh, why he's not here?
Simon says, everybody down on the floor.
I love Brad, and I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, we love him. So proud.
But he's too big for this, I guess, now. Okay, Brad.
You can watch Thelma and Louise on demand and on digital, but don't count on any reboots.
People asked us forever, is there going to be a sequel? I'm like, what is it you think actually happened at the end? Because as far as I know, we are pancakes at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
You know, the car is still down at the bottom.
Yeah. Well, at the end of Grease, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John just went up, up, up in the sky in their car.
All I'm saying, legends never die.
Absolutely right, Jackie.
That's true, that's true.
Well, let's keep talking movies because Emma Stone and Emma Thompson have a blockbuster hit with Cruella.
And only E.T. can show you their funniest bloopers. Next.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the E.T. podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Do not miss The Bold and the Beautiful every weekday on CBS. And Jacqueline, good luck at the daytime Emmys.
Yes. Thank you. And same to you. What is this, number six?
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Stop showing. You're trying to show off your yoga poses. That's what she's doing right
We're going to leave you tonight with exclusive bloopers from Cruella. The blockbuster has passed the $150 million mark, and the sequel's already in the works.
Take care, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Still in the same frog.
This is the end of the movie.
He's on quicker.
Yes.
I'd like you to just do well, we could see a volcano.
Made me laugh, sorry.
Hey, you watch it, mister.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.